Praise the Lord.
Check on one of them checks there in that pot. See, there's a date on it.
Praise the Lord on this May the 24th, Memorial Day Sunday morning. Good to be in the house of God. Good to be saved. Good to know, praise God, God's still on the throne.
Yes.
Hey, man, He's in charge of everything. Man thinks He's got dominion. And man's got a surprise coming when God comes down and shows Himself to be God. I can't wait. I know it's not far off. I know enough Bible, seen enough signs here lately to tell that it's nearer than when we believed. Hallelujah. I'm going to read two short excerpts from this book, Voices from the Edge of Eternity. The reason I'm using two, they're real short. This one is from Ann Cam. She died in 1705. She says, "I am the Lord's, His unspeakable peace I now enjoy. I am full of assurance of eternal salvation. The cross is the only way to the crown immortal. I only have one death to encounter." That's a pretty good testimony. Amen. She left behind. That was Ann Cam, 1705. This is the last words of Clement Brown. It doesn't give the date. But when about to die, Clement Brown pointed with his finger and said, "I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 angels waiting for their commission. I see them as plainly as I see you, Hester. How I wish you could see them. They are splendid, robed in white. They beckon me, and Jesus bids me come." Last words of Clement Brown. Like I said, I was going to read two because they're really short. I'm inspired by some of those last words. I haven't been there. It won't be long. We'll all be there.
Amen.
We'll all leave behind some kind of testimony.
Yeah,
the Bible said Enoch left behind a testimony that he pleased God.
Yeah.
But we'll leave behind some type of testimony when we're called home. Someone to hear our last words. Most likely to be someone that needs to hear them. Let me say, our Sunday school lesson this morning, we're just starting in Proverbs chapter 19. But before we get into that, I want to read several things this morning. I'm preaching on faith. I'm going to preach a five messages on faith. I done preached the person of faith.
Yes.
We'll be preaching today the purpose of faith. After that, we'll be preaching the promoter of faith, the prayer of faith, and the product of faith. I believe that's right. I believe I got that right. The person of faith, the purpose of faith, the promoter of faith, the prayer of faith, and the product of faith. But I want to say this about faith. Our faith is under attack, and it's no accident.
That's right.
That's why I want to take a little bit of this Sunday school time. I don't know who I was going to listen to this Sunday school message this morning, but I hope and pray that everyone does. Father, we thank You for the privilege to expose the unfruitful works of darkness, to declare plainly, Father, the attacks upon the faith of this country, this blessed country, America, on the American people, on the churches of America, on the preachers of America. And Father, we ask God today, Lord, You give us ears to hear, a heart to understand, and Lord, a willingness to receive these great truths today.
Yes,
we'll give You praise and glory for whatever said or done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Our faith is under attack in America, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to look around and see. They always cry out, separation of church and state, separation of church and state. As you can see, there was no separation of church and state with the reaction or with the situation with the coronavirus. And if anything, the church was put at more of a disadvantage than anything else. And the reason I'm preaching about faith, you can't get faith on the shelves of Walmart. And they've got Walmart open, they've got the big gas stations open, they've got the Minute Marts open, the Lowe's is open, and all of that. but they want the churches shut down. And it's not no accident.
No.
Now, I'm going to be reading today something that's not common knowledge, and it's called the 45 Goals of the Communist Party, and this was written in 1963. This information, a lot of people know it in greater detail than even what I'm going to share with you this morning. Our government knows every bit of this to detail. The very first goal of the Communist Party was the U.S. acceptance or coexistence with the Communist Party or communism as the only alternative to an atomic war. In other words, we're making a league with our enemy. You know, God told Israel not to make any leagues with those nations that they were going to drive out. Don't make no terms of agreement with them. God told them when you go into the land, He said, drive them out.
Right.
Well, one of the goals of the Communist Party is to come up with some kind of agreement with the United States to coexist with communism. And that's kind of like making a league with them. The second goal, the United States' willingness to surrender rather than engage in atomic war. Those are the terms of agreement with communism. You're making exceptions. You're saying, okay, we'll agree to that just for this reason. On these terms, we'll agree to that. That's one of their goals. Some of these are terrible. The third goal of Communist Party, total disarmament of the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. Develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. That's why our Second Amendment is under attack.
Right.
I just want you to know I might not be the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I'm smart enough to see some of this stuff has already been pushed pretty hard. Fourth goal, permit free trade between all nations regardless of communist affiliation and regardlessness of whether or not items could be used for war. Now I want you to know they've achieved most of these goals.
Yeah.
We do have the free trade. What was it? NAFTA? Yeah. And all of that? I mean, we do have this free trade agreement. Right. Goal number five, extension of long-term loans to Russia and Soviet satellites and things they launch up in outer space where they kind of keep an eye on everything down here. You know, I see you, you see me. I see what you're doing and you're trying to see what I'm doing. That's what them satellites are for. They're kind of like an eye in the sky. And we have done this. Verse 6, provide American aid to all nations regardless of communist domination. Shoot, I can't say the word. Domination. Thank you, Brother Donnie. Goal number 7. Grant recognition of Red China and admission of Red China into the UN. This UN's a big player here, so keep that in mind.
That's right.
I'm not real informed on this next one here. Set up East and West Germany as separate states in spite of Kushnet's promise in 1955 to settle the German question by free elections under supervision of the UN. I don't really understand that real good, but I'm guaranteeing if it's not already been done, they're in the process of getting it done.
Right.
Most of the stuff on here that I've read has been alarming to me that I wasn't paying closer attention. You're going to hear some of this stuff here in a minute that your politicians have pushed and promoted, and it caused me to question their motive. Goal number 9. Prolong the conferences to ban atomic bomb tests because the United States has agreed to suspend tests as long as negotiations are in progress. Goal number 10, allow all Soviet satellites individual representation in the UN. Goal number 11, promote the UN. Let me clean these glasses off. Promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. If its charter is rewritten, demand that it be set up as a one world government with its own independent armed forces. Some communist leaders believe the world can be taken over easily by the UN. Sometimes these two centers compete with each other, as they are now doing in the Congo. See, this UN, it's a game player. It's a big part of this communist movement.
Yeah.
Like I said, God told Israel when they went into the promised land not to make any leagues with the nations they were dragging out, they were driving out. And we're kind of doing just the opposite of the advice God gave Israel. Goal number 12, resist any attempt to overthrow or outlaw the Communist Party. Welcome them in. Goal 13, do away with all loyalty oaths. Goal 14, continue giving Russia access to the U.S. Patent Office. Most of these have been done.
Yeah.
Goal 15, capture one or both of the political parties in the United States of America. Now you can go on the internet and you can type in a Communist Party USA, and if you do that, and I have, you'll notice one party has already walking step in step with communism. That's the Democratic Party. And even the communists said they're our party. We can work with them. So just want you to know this is their goals of taking over the United States of America.
Yeah.
Goal 16. Use technical decisions. I downloaded this off the internet. Use technical decisions of the court to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. Civil rights is one of the tools they use. Crying out, you know, foul, foul, civil rights, my civil rights. My opinion, civil rights is you got the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used in court of law. And Miranda rights should be all that's needed as far as civil rights.
Right.
You know, you don't need civil rights if you don't break the law. If you're a law-abiding citizen, there's no such thing as needing civil rights. There's no, I know my rights. Your rights is, you break the law, you go to jail. Your rights is obey the law or else. We got to have laws to have peace, to have order. They cry out, peace, peace, peace. Without laws, there'll be no peace. All right, goal number 17. This is a terrible goal. To get control of the schools.
Uh-huh.
To use them as an opportunity to promote socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations and put the Communist Party line in the textbooks. That's already been accomplished.
Yeah.
Sadly, our children are being indoctrinated to be pro-communist, pro-socialist. Goal 18, gain control of all student newspapers. Goal 19, use student rights to protest against programs or organizations which are under communist attack. You know, you see these students rioting, I know my rights, cold paint and all that stuff. All of this is playing right in to the goals of communism.
Mm-hmm.
Goal number 20, infiltrate the press. Get control of what's being used for news and edit and policy. Get control. They've got that. Get control of book and other things. But goal 21, gain control of radio, TV, and motion pictures. This is terrible right here. Goal 22, continue discrediting the American culture by getting rid of statues and sculptures from parks and buildings. I, in my lifetime, have seen them take statues of men on horses in uniform with a gun or a sword, take them down.
That's right.
That was one of the goals.
Mm-hmm. It's already been done.
And discredited as meaningless forms. Goal 23. Gain control of art, critics, and museums, and promote ugliness and repulsive, meaningless art. I don't really understand that. But, I guess that would be a way to insult America, a way of rubbing, mud in the face of America. I don't really understand that, but that's one of their goals, is control the art and the museums and promote ugliness and repulsiveness and meaningless art. I think they call it abstract art now. I don't know. Goal 24. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity and call them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. Now, all of these goals that I'm mentioning, all of y'all can agree, we've seen this in our own lifetime.
Yeah.
I'm 66 years old, and about everything I've read so far, I've actually seen become a reality in America. Break down culture standards of morality. Promote pornographic and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. Now, one reason I'm saying that's one of their goals, let me sidetrack this just a little bit. This is a quote from Alex de Colville. I can't say his name. He's a famous 19th century French statesman, a historian, a social philosopher. Traveled to America in the 1830s to discover the reasons for the incredible success of this new nation. He published his observations in his classic two-volume book, Democracy in America. He was especially impressed by America's religious character. And here are some startling excerpts from his work. Upon my arrival in the United States, the religious aspect of the country was the first thing that struck my attention. And the longer I stayed there, the more I perceived the great political consequences resulting from this new state of things. In France, I had almost always seen the spirit of religion and the spirit of freedom marching in opposite directions. But in America, I found that they were intimately united and that they reigned in common over the country. Religion in America must be regarded as the foremost of political institutions of the country. For if it does not impart a taste for freedom, it facilitates the use of it. Instead, in this same point of view, it is in this same point of view that the inhabitants of the United States themselves look upon their religious beliefs. I do not know whether all Americans have sincere faith in their religion, for who can search the human heart, but I'm certain that they hold it to be indispensable to the maintenance of Republican institutions. This opinion is not peculiar to a class of citizens or party, but it belongs to the whole nation and to every rank of society. I'm reading this for a reason here. In the United States, the sovereign authority is religion. There's no country in the world where the Christian religion retains a greater influence over the souls of men than in America. And there can be no greater proof of its utility and of its conformity to the human nature than its influence and power felt over the most enlightened and free nation in the earth. In the United States, the influence of religion is not confined to the manners, but it extends to the intelligence of the people. Christianity, therefore, reigns without obstacle by universal consent. This is important. Talking about promoting pornography, obscenity, in magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. I sought for the key to the greatness and genius of America in her harbors, in her fertile fields, in her boundless forests, in her rich mines and vast world commerce, in her public school systems and institutions of learning. I sought for it in her democratic Congress, in her matchless Constitution. But not until I went into the churches of America and heard her pulpits flame with righteousness did I understand the secret of her genius and power. America is great because America is good. If America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. The safeguard of morality is religion. And morality is the best security of law as well as the surest pledge of freedom. The Americans combine the notions of Christianity and of liberty so intimately in their minds that it is impossible to make them conceive one without the other. Christianity is the companion of liberty in all its conflicts, the cradle of its infancy, and a divine source of its strength. Now, that's been attacked.
Yes.
Their goal was to break down the standards of immorality, promoting pornography, promoting obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, in radio and TV. I just want you to know our faith is under attack. I just want you to know the reason they're saying the church is not essential is because we're under attack.
Amen.
Our faith is under attack. Our church is under attack. That's why I'm taking this time to read this morning.
Yes.
Goal number 26. To infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion, to discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity which does not need a religious crutch. And out beside it, you could put the words non-essential.
Yes.
I just heard recently, and I keep up with the news probably more than I should, I just heard recently that a man said that the church wasn't relevant. In other words, it's not important. It's not necessary. And it was a political leader. He said churches are not relevant. They're not important. They're not needed. This man back in 1830 said it was the most important thing there was in America.
Amen. That's right.
Goal 28. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religion, religious expression in the schools. Anybody remember a name called Madam O'Hara?
Yes.
On the ground that it violates the principles of separation of church and state. See, they use that separation of church and state when it fits their need. Now, in my opinion, I should be able to use that same expression, separation of church and state, when our governor gives an executive order to shut everything down. I should be able to say, what about the amen, separation of church and state now?
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
That's right.
I'm just telling you, they're playing this thing. And they have eliminated prayer and religious expression in their schools. Mm-hmm. That's to our shame. We're paying the price for this nonsense. Goal 29. To discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to cooperation between nations on a worldwide basis. Now, I want you to know the goal of this, and it's going to happen. It's going to be a one-world government,
yes.
A one-world church, one-world religion, one currency. Already right now, there's stores in New York City that are refusing to accept cash. Just ring a little bell right there. When they refuse to accept cash, that means it ain't going to be long. You ain't going to be able to buy or sell without having a mark on your hand or on your forehead. Right. I just want you to know we're getting closer, and I do mean closer, to what they're wanting, a one world government. Goal number 30. Discredit the American founding fathers. Present them as selfish aristocrats, deists, who had no concern for the common man. I bought this on purpose. I got this when I went down to Montgomery, Alabama, in support of Judge Roy Moore,
yeah,
that refused to let the Ten Commandments be removed from the rotunda in Montgomery, Alabama. I went down there. This was actually issued by the American Veterans in Domestic Defense. I met Mel Gibson's father down there. Highly decorated man, great speaker. He ain't that tall, he's kind of short. I met men from the Pentagon. I met men, I mean, of renown, great honor, medals, bars, stars, generals, speaking on behalf of Judge Roy Moore, saying we need him in America.
Yeah.
So, they're wanting to discredit the American founding fathers, and they have done that. But I got this little pamphlet down there, and I'm kind of glad I did get it. On June the 17th, 1787, at the Constitutional Convention, Benjamin Franklin rose to his feet, he's so-called a deist, in Independence Hall, and addressed President George Washington. I have lived, sir, a long time. And the longer I live, the more convincing proof I see of this truth that God governs in the affairs of men. You can find that in Daniel chapter 4.
Yes.
And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, it's probable that an empire cannot rise without his aid. We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain to build it. And sir, I firmly believe this. That's Psalms 127,
amen,
verse 1.
Yes.
So much for Benjamin Franklin being a deist. Or deist. I'm not going to read a whole lot out of this. I'm going to read one more. George Washington, when all earthly hope seemed to be gone, he was found on his knees in the snow, calmly, firmly, lifting up his terrible eyes to heaven, praying to God to save his bleeding men and country. And here's his prayer. Almighty God, we make our earnest prayer that thou wilt keep the United States in thy holy protection, that thou wilt incline the hearts of the citizens to cultivate a spirit of subordination and obedience to government, to entertain a brotherly affection and love for one another, for their fellow citizens at large. And finally, that thou wilt most graciously be pleased to dispose us to do justice and love and mercy and to demean ourselves with charity, humility, and pacific temper of mind, which are the characteristics of the divine author, without a humble imitation of these things, we grant our supplication, we beseech thee, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. That's the prayer of the first president of the United States of America. Carolyn, you got in on a good one this morning. We're bypassing the Sunday school lesson. And we're into this 45 goals of the Communist Party. It's a very valuable lesson this morning. I do hope everybody gets a copy of this and downloads it for their own edification. But one of their goals, Carolyn, is to discredit the American founding fathers. Goal number 31, belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history.
Yeah.
Anybody got a clue? They took it out, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
On the ground, that it was only a minor part of the big picture. Goal 32. Support any socialist movement. Hello, Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
To give centralized control over any party of the culture through education, social agencies, welfare programs, mental health clinics, etc. Now this, these next goals are kind of dangerous. Matter of fact, it alarmed me, these next goals were. I didn't really think about it until I read this, what's going on in our country. Now you really listen to this next two or three goals here. Eliminate all laws or procedures which interfere with the operation of the communist apparatus. In other words, just give them free pass.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to mental health here in a minute. That's what I thought it was going to. Goal 36. Infiltrate and gain control of more unions. Goal 37. Infiltrate and gain control over big businesses. Goal 38. Transfer some of the powers of arrest from the police to social agencies. Y'all ever heard this term, police brutality?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard this term, excessive force? Mm-hmm. See what I'm talking about us being under attack?
Yeah.
Police. But Jared, they're trained. They know what their job is. They just need to be allowed to do their job. Yeah. There may be an exception in there. There may be, and they know how to handle it. They don't need our intervention. They know what to do when they've got one, you know, that don't comply with what they're sworn to do. They swear an oath to uphold the Constitution, to institute the laws. They're not vigilantes or nothing like that. They have to live with some of the things they see. What's bad is they're getting bribed. The Bible talks about preachers don't muzzle the ox that treads out the corn. We don't need to do that with them neither. They need to be able to do their job. But transfer some of the powers of arrest from the police to social agencies. Now, if you're smart, you see a lot of this going on. Now, pay real attention to what I'm saying in this next. Treat all behavior problems as psychiatric disorders which no one but a psychiatrist can understand or treat. Now, in America, we're promoting pot now. I had a chance this morning to invest in the pot industry. It's just such great gains, such great money. What it's doing is it's creating confusion in the mind. Mm-hmm. You see, in the Lord, we live and move and have our being. Acts 17, I think it's...
I can't remember what verse it is, but it's in Acts chapter 17. I would say verse 30, but I ain't sure that's right. It's 20 something, I think. But your mind is important. I grew up with boys, they smoked dope, they had nothing to it. Now I remember it got down to the point they couldn't finish the sentence. I watched it. I saw it firsthand. They're all dead now. But here's what alarms me about this. Here's what alarms me, not about the promotion of pot, even though that's bad. Not about promotion of drugs, not all the drug trafficking, the government involved in it, you know, just covering it up. All that, that's bad. I agree it's bad. Here's what bothers me about it. Transfer some of the, treat all behavior problems as psychiatric disorders which no one but a psychiatrist can understand or treat. Did that not eliminate me? Does Isaiah 26 verse 3 not say, "Thou will give him perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee"? Does Mark chapter, I believe it's Mark chapter 5, does it not say that demonic man was sitting clothed and in his right mind?
Yes.
See, they're wanting control. So through psychiatrists, they want control of the minds of the American people. Now my daughter, she fits right in here. I met a lady at the hospital, and she's a little bit bipolar like my daughter. And you know what? The communist movement is to keep them out of the way. My effort is that they be delivered. I'm confident that Jesus can set them free. I'm confident.
Amen.
I mean, I don't have zero doubt about it. I know the Lord can. And I know I want them to be delivered. And the only part missing is their part. They've got to come to Him. They've got to call upon Him. And as I'll be preaching today, they've got to believe in Him to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm preaching on faith again today. I've been preaching faith for quite some time because our faith's not on a flat line, but it's under attack.
Yes, it is.
But goal 38 is treat all behavior problems as psychiatric disorders which no one but a psychiatrist can understand or treat. I disagree with that. Goal 39, dominate the psychiatric profession and use mental health laws as a mean of gaining control over those who oppose communist goals. That's terrible, but it's going on. Goal number 40. Discredit the family as an institution. Boy, the Lord saw family is pretty important. He saw a lonely man in Genesis chapter 2. Done the very first anesthesiology, done the very first surgery, made of that rib a woman, done the very first marriage ceremony, and he said, "What God has joined together, let not man put asunder." I just want you to know, God said the family was important. It was important to a lonely man. We got people committing suicide today.
Right.
Because Adam and Steve just can't fulfill the family. Adam and Eve can't do it. Male and female made He them. But they're promoting this. Hello, America.
Yeah.
Discredit the family. We got Generation X now.
Yeah.
Donnie's daughter is fixing to have a baby. I'm going to say a doctor's professional enough to determine what sex it is. But they're saying now that the parents can say, "Doctor, I don't want the sex put on my baby's birth certificate. I want it to be an X till they determine what sex they are." This is pure communism. I just want you to know, I'm spending a lot of time here, that we are under attack of these lies.
Right.
We're allowing them to consume us. We know better. You seem somewhat mad this morning, Brother Eddie. It does make me mad. I see little girls having their breasts removed because they think there might be a boy. That ought not be so.
That's right.
I see young children being mutilated thinking there's something else, and later on they commit suicide. See, they believed a lie.
Right.
They were deceived. But they were vulnerable. They were young. We've allowed these communism to grab our young, our youth, their minds and their bodies, and they're making a joke out of us.
Right.
Yeah, it makes me mad. We know better. We're better than this.
Amen.
These goals they've got, this ought to be treason. We've got politicians that are promoting this junk in America.
Yeah.
Man, that's all I can do, keep them preaching in this. This is bad. Discredit the family as an institution. That's one of the goals. Goal 41. Emphasize the need to raise children away from the influence of the parents. My daughter come home from school one day. She told her daddy, she said, "You can't spank me no more. I've got a number here I can call." I said, "Honey, you better be calling. That's all I know telling you." And she was afraid to pick that phone up, and I was glad she was. I had to take a stand. She put me in that predicament. Whoever the imbecile was, it interfered with our family, I better not meet. I'll tear him in two. I can still do it. Had insulted me as a father. It was an insult to me that my daughter come home with that letter. I've got a number right here, Daddy. It says I can call, and they'll come out here and tell you you can't discipline me. I said, "You better get to calling, girl." I put enough fear in her, Brother Ed. She did not pick up that phone. She did not call. Let me tell you something. I don't want to abuse children, but I want children to understand there is an authority
right
in the home. There needs to be authority. When I'm gone, the wife's the authority. She steps up. When I come home, she steps down. But we're both co-laborers together. We both enforce the laws of our home. I don't need communism coming in my home and telling me I can't tell my children something, or telling me I can't bust their behind like mine was and straighten me out on some matters. I don't need it. We don't need it. I don't want to see it in America, but it's going on. These things is real. They're going on right now in America. Emphasize the need to raise children. The Bible says a child left to its own will bring its mother to shame. It says, "Chasten thy child while there's still hope, for if thou beatest him with a rod, thou shalt deliver his soul from hell."
Amen.
"He shall not surely die, and thou shalt deliver his soul from hell." I never had to discipline my children all that much. I just raised my boys, and that's enough, because they saw me as a figure of authority.
Yes.
When my wife said, "I'll tell your father when he come home," they said, "I'll be good. I'll be good." And we got, I don't know, husbands or fathers now lace on their underwear. There needs to be authority in the home. Not abuse. I very seldom ever. My wife wanted me to spank my son. I really didn't think he'd done anything wrong. I think he just kind of got the blame for something. I could kind of sort it out. You know, we're supposed to have a little bit of discernment. I just believe everything. But when I came home, my wife, she said, "You need to take him back there and spank him, because this. I took him in the bathroom." I said, "Son, here's what I want to know. I want to know the truth." He said, "Daddy, I'm honest here. I didn't do this. Cindy did. I didn't spank Cindy," which was her daughter. But I told him, I said, "Well, here's what we're going to do." I said, "You scream like I don't know what." And I took a towel hit. Hit the top of the counter about three or four times. I come out of the door. I said, "Now you go to your room and you stay there." My wife come in there. She said, "I appreciate you taking care of it." I said, "I took care of it, honey." There was no need there. I realized when I come in the house, it wasn't the way it was come across. I could tell it wasn't
wasn't what it needed to be. You know, we need to question sometimes what's told us, not just jump on any whim. But I felt like, you know, that he was honest. And I've done the same thing with my daughter. I told her, I said, you know, I don't see you wrong here. And I just want you to know I'm going to honor the fact that I think you done right here. But if it was the other way around, they knew old dad would be there, buddy, with a belt. Emphasize the need to raise children away from the influence of their parents. I don't need any interruption in raising children. I got to answer to God how I raise my children anyway. Goal number 42, create the impression that students and special interest groups should rise up and solve all the economic and political and social problems AOC.
Yeah.
She ain't got a clue.
No.
But she being used. New Green Deal? Yeah. I'll tell you what they're right here. Take all the money out of it and let's see how far the New Green Deal goes.
Yeah.
Just eliminate the money factor. That's all you gotta do. Just take the money out. See how far global warming does when the money is removed from the equation. See how far the New Green Deal goes when money is removed from the equation. You'll see they're not as important as you once thought they were. It's about money. Mm. Nothing more. And our government is a money-guzzling government. Mm. I appreciate our president forfeiting his wages and donating them to charity. He's setting a great example. I appreciate him not wearing a mask when he speaks. I feel sorry for the two idiots sitting back behind him with masks on. You know, we're supposed to set an example. Paul told Timothy to be an example of the believer in word and in deed. We need some good examples in America.
Right.
I appreciate our president setting the right example. Not only is he not in it for the money, but he's trying to show us this ain't as big a deal as it's being promoted to be. And I hope you understand what I'm saying there. If he had any quotation of fear at all, he'd had a mask on. This is being played like a cheap pawn shop guitar. Create the impression that students and special interest groups should rise up and solve all the economic, political, and social problems. That's a communist goal. And we're seeing it. Last one, Noah, this is goal 43. Overthrow all governments and make ready for self-government. Here's a good one for you. Goal 44. Internationalize the Panama Canal. Mm-hmm. By the way, it was handed over by the United States December 31st, 1999. Mm-hmm. Due to a treaty signed by Jimmy Carter September the 7th, 1977. They couldn't wait to get it. I read the statistics, how many people died, something like 6,000, 5,900, something like that. People died during the making of the Panama Canal, and what an advantage it was to have the ownership of it. Give it over. We spent billions and billions of dollars making it. Hand it over. That was their goal. They got it. Hello! Last one, goal number 45. Repeal the Connolly Reservation so that the United States cannot prevent the world court from seizing jurisdiction. Give the world court jurisdiction over nations and individuals alike. Did not President Trump just get into it with the World Health Organization? I just want you to know this stuff is in our day, in our time,
yeah.
And it's attacking our country, it's attacking your faith, and it's attacking my faith.
way, but I'll tell you right now, I'm rooted, grounded. They're going to dig deep, I'll tell you it right now. They was talking about some kind of grass. They was advertising and said the roots go 4 foot deep. I said, praise God. That's the kind of roots I need. Deep root. I want to be rooted, grounded. I want to be settled, not tossed to and fro.
Right.
Every wind of doctrine. I'll tell you right now, your faith is under attack in America right now. This is terrible. The title of this thing is Dare to Call It Treason.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants this? I'm done with it.
I'll take it.
I had a feeling they wouldn't say that. For all of them.
He knows I study all that stuff.
Yeah. Anybody got any comment about the goals? 45 goals of the Communist Party? I know Carolyn and Brother Jerry didn't get in here till later, but the first part of that, and even the latter part of that, a lot of these things have come to be a reality in America. It's sad. It's sad that our country has allowed this. It's sad that we're kind of promoting this and thinking it's common, and it's not. It's something, you know, that's hurting our country. It's breaking down our Constitution. It's a danger to the future of America. Nobody got no comment on it? I'm going to pray. We're going to dismiss Sunday school.
I was just thinking while you was reading that, you know, you could give that to our governors and to our senators, and you know what they would do with that? Same thing I do with
like Nancy Pelosi.
The stuff, the oil garbage.
Yep.
They wouldn't pay a bill.
Do like Nancy Pelosi behind the president.
That's right. Rip it up. That's right.
She tore up the presidential speech, and by the way, that was a felony.
Yeah.
Because she gets a special copy because it goes to the House Speaker. Right there on public TV, she takes the papers given her as a House Speaker.
Yeah.
And tears them up.
Mm.
Yeah,
she did.
Like I said, she's above the law. She says no one's above the law. She is. She should have been prosecuted right there. Mm-hmm. She should have been arrested right there. She should have been carried out right there on TV. They should have arrested her and took her out right then.
Yes.
I just want you to know that's what's wrong with America right now. There's no sentence against an evil act. Father, we thank you for the privilege.
Yes.
Lord, I know we didn't teach your word this morning, but Lord, we warned your children this morning. We tried to sound the alarm. We tried to blow the trumpet. And Father, we thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to give a discourse, Father, to the things that's going on in our country. And I pray for the people, Lord, that will hear this Sunday school lesson. I pray, God, Lord, their ears will tingle. I pray, God, Lord, their hearts will be challenged. And I pray, Lord, in their heart of hearts, they'll say, it's enough. We need to return to God. We need a Nineveh repentance in America. And I pray, God, you'll help us to find the place and the day to do it. I pray, God, if with our heart we'll turn to God. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.